Hey, y'all. This is Winning at Life, live financial news talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. Welcome to the show. Got a surprise. We're going to talk about money tonight. Making it, keeping it better, making better decisions. James, how's it going?
Well, a couple of reasons. This is a very big week for us here on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. For one reason, it's our birthday. And I don't mean me and Gregory. I mean the show. 11 years old this week. We're going to be doing the Winnies, our annual award show on the Saturday Spectacular coming up. And we'll be talking a little bit more about some of the nominees as the week goes on. But it's also a huge week here on the show because tomorrow the Wine, Wisdom, and Food Experiences return. And it was a staple. It was just a regular thing. It was a clockwork, something you could count on for the first 11 years of doing, or first 10 years of doing this show. Gregory was doing these events. And then last year it went away, and now they're finally coming back tomorrow on the North Shore at Keith Young Steakhouse.
Yeah, that's the kickoff event for those this year and hopefully continuing forward for quite a while. I enjoy doing those, but throwing out some wine tips, getting to see people again, having people laugh, have fun, and then, of course, teaching and sharing as well, and just looking forward to that again.
We have some more events on the calendar here coming up on June 17th. Which is Thursday. There's a Medicare event. This is for those of you who need to learn a little bit more about Medicare planning because you're planning for Medicare. 11 a.m. at the Gregory Ricks & Associates event space. And then next week, June 22nd, there's a Social Security event. 11 a.m. also at the Gregory Ricks & Associates event space. That's in Metairie, Louisiana. And then there's also the next estate planning event has been scheduled for Tuesday, July 13th. Info on that, gregoryricks.com/events. One more thing to mention before we get to the numbers. Our restaurant of the week, Nola Brewing Tap Room.
Okay.
Now, you've been there a couple times. I know we've been there a couple times because we like it. You haven't been there lately.
I have not been lately. I heard there's been some changes.
Huge expansion. They basically kicked out that. I didn't mean to kick the table that hard. I
just wanted
to
literally kick it out.
I just want to make a little wood sound effect. Sorry, table. They literally kicked out the back room. And so you go into what, I don't know if it was a warehouse or it could have been an airplane hangar. So it has ridiculously high ceilings and the exposed bricks and the exposed beams. So it looks all sort of industrial, almost steampunkish. But they went ahead and they put a full-fledged restaurant going on in there as well. So it's a different experience. The whole little tap room experience can still be had in the front, but the back is a huge restaurant. And I think they're like doing weddings on the patio and things like that too.
Okay. We'll have to get back over there soon.
All right.
And we got the Winnies coming up on Saturday.
And I need your help with that, Gregory.
I had pulled that up. Let's see. Where's the list?
All right. So just a little backstory. The Winnies is our award show. You know, like ESPN has the ESPYs. We have the Winnies, like Winning It Life Winnies. And we're going to announce the nominees for the 2021 Winnies on Thursday's show. And then the proper awards presentation will be on Saturday's 3-hour spectacular. But I have some blanks here. We have a new category, and I didn't feel right filling it out without checking in with you. And this is the new category of best wine.
I saw that. At first, I was wondering, is he wanting the best boxed wine?
Right.
I could not judge on that. It's been so long.
Okay, so best
wine. But I see you got black box Malbec on that. Is that solid?
No, it's not. It's not. That's written in there in pencil, can easily be erased. But the point of best wine is not the best wine you could possibly get because you go out there and find a $2,000 bottle of wine. That didn't help anybody out. If someone's going to the grocery store and picking up wine to go with a good dinner, what would you tell them to get? You know, you don't want them to go cheap. You're not going to say get a Yellowtail or a Josh or a Barefoot. And you're not going to go tell them to go get the most expensive thing there. But if you still want to impress somebody and it's something you could find at the grocery store.
Yeah, we'd almost have to talk about what is kind of a staple there that's good. Because once in a while, you'll have a good find out there. Something that's, say, perhaps priced $18 to $29 in that range. And then, wow, that was good. And you go back to buy more and you grab a few more bottles and you enjoy it. And then you go back and it's gone. It's not there anymore. It was a limited run. So sometimes you have those. So I don't know that we could put those on there, those finds that I occasionally come across that are like great values. because you can't go get it. So that's something we got to talk about, something more that you can go get that we do enjoy.
Well, here's an idea. I was definitely joking about the black box Malbec, even though for box wine, I would drink that. The Malbec that I get as sort of my default one that's pretty good is that Gascon. You got it for me last time, and you didn't know that was my favorite label of it. But like a Gascon Malbec.
Well, I guess I didn't remember that. I was honest. I didn't remember. I was like, I should have just played it off. Yeah, I did that for you, James.
Yeah, dude, we've been friends for 11 years. Of course I remember your favorite label. But that is something they have at most grocery stores. That's a very popular label that's at the beer stores or whatever as well. Anything coming to mind?
And I'll just say that's kind of like that's equivalent to getting a more expensive Cabernet.
Yeah, they're in the same genre. Yeah, I like that. So I we're probably not going to finish this today unless you can just whip out three of them. But let's have that mulling around in the head for Thursday's show is that best wine category. That's the one I'm interested in. Another new category we're doing this year is caller of the year. Now, this is an interesting one because one of them is it's not a caller. It was an email to info@gregoryricks.com. But it's the same thing. Some listener to the show came in with his situation and threw it on the table, and Gregory and I talked about it. And so I have these four laid out. Are you okay with these nominees?
Well, I was thinking of one that did come through recently. Now, are we playing these to make that judgment? Or are we kind of like talking about these on Saturday, like these callers?
We're playing the winner.
Okay. Well, you know, there's one, and I don't know, it might be one of these you've mentioned, but the guy called and he gave it up that his wife said, well, you better call Gregory if you want to know the answer to that. Remember that one? I just, because they had that, his wife told him to, that might should be of consideration.
I forgot which one that was.
It was just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I remember the phrase, but I don't remember what caller that was attached to. I'll find out and figure out if it's one of these. Look, the one that we had the most fun with was the guy that emailed in and said, listen, me and my girlfriend got a house together. It's in her name, but I'm paying the bill. Is there any way we can go back after the fact and add me to the title?
Was that in the past year?
Yes, that was just in January.
Wow.
Oh, it's been a long year. You go back and you look at what's happened since we did the Winnies last year, it feels like 6 years. You are right to think that.
It was not January of this year.
Was it not?
I don't know. We're going to need to double check that because it might get knocked out.
Oh, no. I was thinking of Mrs. Sims. That was the lady who found her husband had a pension for the last 16 years.
Yes, that's a really good one.
I just went back and looked at the dates.
That one's huge. Now, she's called a few times, but that call.
Amazing was, call. Yeah, the happiest call I've
that
got.
That wasn't this past year,
all right,
year of the show.
So you were right. I was wrong. John, with that email about the mortgage cohabitation thing, was last July. It was July 28th of last year.
And it would have won last year.
Yeah, but we had the Winnies last June, so he wouldn't have made it in time.
Well, when was that call? What year?
Last July.
Okay, so it is in the past 12 months,
yes.
You're saying. Yes. So it stays.
Yes, it stays.
Okay,
I
just thought it was a little further back. But okay, that one should be there.
And the other two were fun ones.
And the found money one.
Yes, Miss Sims.
Yeah.
That was an amazing call. The other two are very similar. Mike and Mo Bill just want a scratch-off ticket for $100,000. So, you know, how do I pay the taxes and what should I do with this money? And, you know, will the withholdings cover it, yada. And then Thomas and Destrahan, very similar. What do I do with this giant pile of money I just inherited? Similar. How do you cover the taxes? Once you have it, where do you put it and how do you invest it? Those are enjoyable calls, and both of those are really fun. I'm thinking maybe we should knock one of those off and just have three, but I don't know. What are you going to do? Listen to both of them and tell me which one you like better on your own time? Yeah, you're a busy man.
We'll work it out by then.
All right, so rolling through the other categories here. Best beer, best spinoff, still only one advisor. Most popular stock, and I don't mean the one that got the most gains over the last 12 months, the one that got the most attention in the media. Best guest, most popular question, favorite lunch spot, best financial news websites, biggest financial story of the year is what we finish with. That's what we're looking at for the Winnies coming up.
Well, you've kind of, yeah, if we're kind of doing by area, because we kind of cover three regions on the show when we do this. And that's tough because a lot of people hate almost having the favorite lunch spot or restaurant in general. There's so many great ones. It's like you might hurt somebody's feelings by them not in there, and it should be a very long list. And you've got a note here about Baton Rouge. We could, you know, have several, but I actually do have a thought for that one also. And then what you've listed for New Orleans, I think there should be a few more listed, but I think I know who the winner is of that one. So,
well, and we both agree what's our favorite restaurant on the coast.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an easy one. All right. So,
okay.
Does that conclude Winnie's talk for today?
That's Winnie's talk for today.
Jonathan Honig from Capitalist Pig, regular guest on foxbusiness.com. Just in conversation, I just wanted to pull out this little 30-second clip and run it by Gregory. He's hearing it for the first time, just like you're hearing it for the first time. And so I just wanted, this is one of those things where I just, what does Gregory think about this little collection here?
You made a great point that, look, you can't have a discussion about the economy now, about the markets, without talking about Bitcoin. I don't want to be a hater, but all I can say is people were saying the same thing about nanotech. Remember that one back in the mid-2000s? Nanotech was taken. There were nanotech mutual funds. Stocks which mentioned nanotech in their name got an immediate boost. My bold prediction is that today's Bitcoin is like 2005's nanotech. In a decade or less, we won't even be talking about it.
I don't know that it goes away like that. It could be around, but you could have, the governments could put an end to that if it's criminal activity. You know, that what do they dislike about cash? And that's everybody. Criminals love it, and people that would like to avoid taxes, paying taxes, love cash. It's not trackable. Only if you rob a bank is it trackable, because every bill has a serial number.
Well, and that falls under the umbrella of criminals as well. You know, it's a little more genteel version of criminal, but tax evasion, sure. Cash businesses, that's somewhat criminal.
And on cryptos, it is a problem, because the IRS will want to be paid on the gains when you sell your crypto for a profit, and criminals like cryptos.
Well, maybe it is a fad, you know, because nanotech does still exist. It just doesn't get the headlines it used to.
Right. And yeah, this could well happen because of that. You know, interesting conversation. One of our show sponsors is Mosquito Joe of New Orleans. And they're watching LSU's ball game. The kids invited a bunch of friends over, and, you know, the college graduate kids, the triplets that graduated from LSU a few weeks back, kind of had a watch party for the LSU's game against Tennessee. That would have been on Saturday.
Sunday.
No, that was game two.
Oh, I'm
game
sorry.
One was Saturday.
Should have kept my mouth shut.
There would have been a game three today, but they had to win one of those two games, and they didn't. Okay, a lot of sad people, but. All right, Mosquito Joe, he came up in a conversation because, you know, it was hot out Saturday and people swimming and out in the sun and stuff like that. And Stacy had asked somebody about the spray, and somebody responded, "Well, I have mosquito spray in my bag." And she's, "Oh no, I'm looking for the suntan spray, the sun spray. We have Mosquito Joe. We don't have to worry about that here." So she was like, it was like, gosh, it sounds like a commercial.
But you really don't have to have like the off sprayed on your legs every time you hang out in the backyard?
No, we don't have any of those issues there. And they come out and treat the property every few weeks, leave a notice that they were there. And it's pretty neat, but it was just interesting because she immediately responded, said, "No, we have Mosquito Joe. We don't have problems with that here."
Yes, these are problems.
So if you'd like Mosquito Joe to help you out, neworleans.mosquitojoe.com, 504-208-2361. Tell them Gregory sent you. Did you have something there?
Were we doing the 401k thing?
Yeah, we can talk about it briefly. And I think 401ks are important. It's the key retirement account for your future. And I don't think people take it serious enough when they're young and put more in it. And maybe it's because you don't have as much, or you can't like give up more, as much of the income as to the 401k that you should. So I've got a few thoughts here, and we picked this up from somebody. I read a good bit of their stuff, is The Motley Fool, and it's 6 ways to squeeze every last penny out of your 401k. And, you know, they kind of start off, I like this question. Are you, and I'm going to add a R, but it says, ready to get serious about retirement savings? Question mark. So 401k is one of the key things because it's tax favored account. You're able to put money in there pre-tax. Roth is an option to grow money tax-free, and that's serious opportunity if you're starting young with a 401k. But number one thing you should do is max your employer match. Employer matching contributions are free money. I've got a brother-in-law. He's got this phrase. He always says, well, if it's free, it's for me. And I always look at that as free money. And the employer says, well, we'll match 100% of 4%. Well, you need to be doing 4% there. You need to get that free match. Because, well, you know, I really can't afford to. Well, you can't afford to give up 100% match on that. Even if your matching rules are stingy, the money still adds up over time. Say your match tops out at $125 monthly. That monthly contribution in an account earning 7% annually will grow to $20,000 in 10 years, $60,000 in 20 years, $140,000 in 30 years. And that doesn't even count raises over years. So let's talk about number two that they recommend. Don't quit or slack off. Even those matching contributions is half the battle. The next challenge is keeping them. It's likely your 401k plan has a vesting schedule, which defines a timeline for you to take ownership of those matching contributions. With that said, there's a lot of, typically those are like bonuses or profit sharing that gets added in that typically has a vesting schedule. I'd say a lot of 401k plans, if you get the match, it's your money. But here's the thing, you can't take it, move it away until you leave that company. And if prior to age 59 and a half, yeah, you're going to be penalized and taxed as well. So keep this thing going. Don't slack off from it or dial it back or pause it or stop. Number three, keep your paws out of the cookie jar, your hands, referring to, just didn't understand my accent there. Early withdrawals and 401k loans share an obvious problem. Both transactions reduce your invested balance, causing you to miss out on future earnings. It's very difficult to recover from that, even if you can repay the funds quickly, because now you've created a loan that you've got to pay back. And this can be problematic. There's a conversation a few years back that we had on the show, and the gentleman had borrowed out of his 401k because it was just cheap money. He said, I couldn't pass it up because it was so cheap. And then later during the payback period, he was let go from the company. They called the loan due. When he left, it counted as a distribution. So he was penalized and taxed on that money. So it became one of the most, what was the cheapest car loan ever for him, became the most expensive he'll ever probably have. Another way to maximize your 401k is to choose low fee funds inside of it. All mutual funds charge operating expenses to shareholders. These are disclosed as the fund's expense ratio, which is the percentage of your investment that covers fees. So just check it, what your internal costs are, if there's opportunities to maximize that. Number five, increase your contribution rate at bonus time. When you get bonus money, increase it, the amount that you're putting in, and take advantage of more extra money that you have going in. Number six, increase your contribution with every raise. Don't take all that raise for yourself. Put up your contributions and put more into the 401k. Even if it's small increases, it really makes a difference. Your 401k is a long-term investment. Small amounts of money here and there add up when the timeline is 20, 30, probably going to be 40 years for the young people listening to the show. If it's just 10 years left, yeah, every dollar contributed counts. And I'll add another one to this article here by Motley Fool is use the 401k maximizer at Gregory Ricks and Associates to help you have your money diversified with proper asset classes, proper fund choices, and to be updated and rebalanced and adjusted to what's in favor. And you can reach my office to get some help on that.
Okay, so Gregory, I saw a crazy report here, foxbusiness.com. The headline from Chase Williams is the author of this story. It says your utility bill may rise as Biden pushes tax hikes. And it's one of these things where it's a, they say it's an unintended consequence, but it's pretty obvious that this is going to happen. The federal corporate tax rate, which is now set at 21%, could jump to 28%. And really, Biden has expressed that he wants it to be higher. That's his compromise level. So let's take that, couple it together, the lower one. Let's take 28%, couple it together with your average state corporate tax rates. That's about 32.5% combined corporate tax rate. The highest in the industrialized world is what it would be according to the Tax Foundation. Entergy is a corporation that pays taxes. Some of these other utilities, they have to pay corporate taxes. That's going to get passed right along, right down the line to the consumers. Your utility bills are very well will go up.
Well, what it's doing is if they pay more taxes, they're shrinking their margin, and they may need a larger margin, so then they have to raise prices. They're not taxed on revenues, they're taxed on profits. Now, you know what I'm picking up out there, they like, for example, Amazon has enormous revenues but narrow profits because of their spend and so forth to grow the business. So, but it's more just like from consumers, if you're going to pay higher taxes, what is that affecting?
Right, higher corporate taxes.
Your margin, or we can say you're spending money for your lifestyle. That's what it's
narrowing.
Oh, yeah,
smaller margins for the rest of us, too.
Yeah, so they're wanting to spread all that love around.
Why is it so obvious to us that raising corporate taxes would not be very helpful to the average American citizen? Because you and I both know that we deal with corporations all day, every day. What are you just insisting when you go to Walmart the stuff's more expensive, or when you go buy stuff off Amazon it's more expensive, or when you turn on the light switch because they have slowed the process that it takes to get coal to the power plant or natural gas to the power plant or oil to the power plant? You know, they artificially increase those costs. That all gets passed down to us in some form, some way.
It gets passed down, but it also, the biggest impact is employees. Labor costs is something that is kind of controllable. Like, let's just say it's a burger joint that has done really well, and all of a sudden they've got to pay higher taxes, so they have a lower margin. Well, they're saying, well, we kind of need that money. Okay, so what do we cut? The hamburger meat, the buns, the lights, the paper? No. Can we get some more kiosks in? Because we're going to have to let some employees go. That is something they can do. And that's what happens out there. So you can see where we're going with this. So I don't think the objective should be that. They've got to work in some other areas.
When I see stories like this and I think about the person who's listening to us right now and why people listen to this show, this is a good financial information, usually for retirement, but just for investing and savings. But why are we all really saving money for retirement? I mean, that's the ultimate goal here. I would come to Gregory Ricks and I would say, I saw this article and I'm just convinced that when I am in retirement, I want to give myself periodic raises so I don't feel this as bad as someone who is on a more static income level, a fixed income that doesn't have built-in raises. What does that look like if I ask you for my financial plan and my retirement income to have built-in raises? How do we do that?
Back up. So what is this we're talking about raises on?
I come to you with my pile of money, get my retirement plan set up, and when that monthly income comes in, I want it to tick up a percent or so every year. Or I'm asking
you,
more
you
so.
You could do it that way. We look at it a few different ways. I don't necessarily factor in raises every year, but in creating a financial plan, kind of one way I've always looked at it is I factor in inflation. I'm not raising it every year, but I kind of raise it up every 5 years. A lot of people don't factor it in. I like to, but when it comes down to it, you may want to raise sooner and you can do that. But if you go, you got to be careful with the compounding, because then you could compound yourself out of retirement funds, because you could create a higher spend on that. But it's something to consider, and then you might not want to raise, because you could have, with multiple streams of income, you're kind of phasing in, turning on additional sources of income. Like if you've retired security, you may dial back the assets that you're withdrawing or distributions from assets when you turn on Social Security, but you're not dialing it that far back to match the increase from Social Security. So you've got a raise there. Maybe then the spouse turns her on at some point. Then you've got another, then you raise a little bit beyond that. So it's something where I factor it in, but it's not set. I don't look at it like you're at a job getting a raise every year. You're adjusting. One of the schools of thought is you may have more spend on the front end in your active years, you know, those go-go years. Which of the rest, what's the best 10? The next 10, what's the best of the rest? And I would just say, if you say, and that's part of, when's your retirement age? That's a number you want to know. And then how long are you going to live? You say, well, I should be around another 30 years. What's the best of the rest? The next 10 years of the 30. So that's when you may take more income and actually dial it back, because then you could be less active. You know, something else to think in the process. So this isn't just that simple of putting a number out there and increasing it every year. Are you increasing income for the next 30 years? Probably not. But you could have a serious spend on the back end of that 30 years. For another reason, health care costs at that time, because you're needing more help.
All right. If you want to continue this conversation with Gregory, why don't you just go ahead and call him at his office at this point. Go to GregoryRicks.com or 504-832-9200. Maybe you're interested in one of the events, a Wine, Wisdom, and Food experience is happening tomorrow. That one's full, but you can go ahead and call and get on the waiting list for the next one. There's a Medicare event coming up at 11 a.m. on Thursday. There's a Social Security event next week. And there's an estate planning event coming up in July. Check out all those events if you want to be a part of them. GregoryRicks.com. There's an events tab at the top. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Gregory Ricks & Associates is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management, Gregory Ricks & Associates, W.J. Blanchard Law, LLC, J. Heath & Company, and Mortgage Gumbo are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Annuities are insurance contracts designed for retirement or other long-term needs. They provide guarantees of principal and credited interest, subject to surrender charges. Annuity guarantees and protections are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Hypothetical examples have been provided for illustrative purposes only. It does not represent a real-life scenario and should not be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Gregory Ricks & Associates is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute legal or tax advice. Our firm is not affiliated or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Gregory Ricks & Associates. Neither AE Wealth Management nor advisors providing investment advisory services through AE Wealth Management recommend or facilitate the buying or selling of cryptocurrencies. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.